Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are here with some guests to talk about Whitmer Middle School. And I know we've talked a little bit about Whitmer Middle School before, but we're really going to get into a little more about the inside of the building and what that's going to look like for a student today. So I'd like my guests to introduce themselves. If you go ahead.
Scott Villar, the principal at Washington.
I'm Alexa Cares, principal at Jefferson.
And Katie Peters, director of communications.
And I know, Katie, you've been putting some things on social media, and there's been some questions that have come to light. So we're going to ask some of those questions today and get some answers for our listeners. And really, we're under a year away from this building being
open. Can you believe that?
I can't. It's been years in the making, and I feel like we've been talking about it forever, and it's actually going to be a reality before we know it. So. Okay, let's start with, I think when you walk in the building, a couple things, and we've all been through the building. Talk about the gym. I mean, the gym is just enormous. Can you talk a little bit about the gym?
Yeah, the gym, actually, there's three gyms that make up one really large community space that we can have the entire school in. So, because we wanted a place where we could do a pep rally with the entire building and where we could bring every kid in the building together. So when all three of the areas are open, it will house our entire school body, which is exciting. And then it can also be divided into three spaces to hold three different PE classes going on at the same time.
Great. And then outdoors, I should have probably started before you even get in. We're actually starting the demolition of the Washington Library. Scott, what's going to be on that spot where the library currently is?
So there's going to be a sports complex there. It's going to involve a football field. There's going to be a track. And also there will be shot put, a discus ring, and just lots of different area and field area for students to work during the day with the gym classes and football field and fields to be used during after-school activities as well.
And there was a miscommunication that a lot of people thought we were moving Whitmer to the new facility. And I said, not the whole school, just the sports. And I said, no, this is for once. They're getting their own space.
Yes. Which is exciting.
They don't have to share the high school.
Correct. And we're excited about that because then they have some ownership, you know, to their middle school. And we also know it's important, and I know the athletic director has talked about getting them on the big campus as well.
Yes.
So they will have some playing time on the big campus, but they have their own field and activities here on the middle school.
And the outdoor space is also important because we know that our students need recess. So we will be designing, Scott and I have been looking at other schools and what they do to make some space outside for the students because it is important for our students to get a little bit recess with their lunchtime.
Good. So bringing 6th, 7th, and 8th graders together, there's probably going to be about 1,500 students. How do you make the school that's really large seem a little smaller? Alexa, can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's one of our number one goals because it is really neat that we're bringing all these schools together. But like you said, it's a very massive building. So a couple of things we're going to be doing is we're going to house each grade on its own floor. So 6th grade will be at the very top on the third floor, 7th in the middle, and then 8th will be on the first. Electives or essential classes will be mainly on the first, but there will be some on each level. So they will get some exposure to other parts of the building. And then our big thing is with middle school is teaming. And teaming means that we take, you know, a class of 500 and divide it into four teams. And then they have four core teachers. They have ELA, a science, a social studies, a special ed, and then math is on their own team. And from there, that allows them to only like be in a hub. Each floor has four hubs, so it gets their own little pod area so they don't have to like be searching where their ELA class is or where their math is. So it's and they can come together as a team and do team building. So there's about 120 to 130 kids on a team. And they do special things. We'll have some fun competitions for them. And just it makes a really big group feel smaller. And we've been doing it for the past couple of years in the junior highs, and we've seen great success with it.
I think you've been doing it at the junior highs without a structure that fits that.
Right.
Now you're actually going to have a building that has these little communities within each grade level. So they're really, once you get in there, you'll see how that's really being built to, you know, make a small school,
it's
large school feel small.
It's really cool. It's like you have your own personal family. family and then your extended family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
They're going
to
have their own personal yes. family and then still be a part of the larger group.
Exactly.
What would a student, I know you don't have all the details, but as you're working through a student day, what do you think a student day will look like?
We are looking at, they will have four cores, ELA, social studies, science, and math. And then for sixth grade, they'll be looking at one essential that will rotate throughout the year. So they get exposure to a bunch of different ones. And then they'll have
a rotation type.
Yeah, know. They'll have a class that helps with
academic essential.
An academic essential that will help them with ELA, math, or science. Hmm. That's sixth grade. For seventh and eighth, they will have four cores again, and then they will have two essentials classes that they will get to help choose.
Great. One of the things that you'll notice, too, when you walk into this building is the cafeteria and then a learning stair. And I don't think I knew what a learning stair was until I actually was in this design process. But can one of you share about the learning stairs in the cafeteria?
Yeah. So the learning stairs is a large area. It's a large stair area. It's ADA accessible for the students. There will be an elevator that will stop at each level. But it allows for us to bring a whole team together or a group of students together and just learn in a different setting that might be a little more conducive to whatever they're doing. Also, we'll probably use it during lunch times as well for students to have some additional seating or just other types of forms of seating that they can sit at.
They're like really large concrete stairs. I like to say like in the movies.
They're communal spaces.
You won't miss them. They're just really beautiful.
They're very bright
yellow.
Excited
about them. Yes. Safety. I mean, safety is always important in our district. Can you talk about some of the safety features that are on a new building? I know we've added to our old buildings and added a lot of safety features, but this building is being built with state-of-the-art safety features. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, there'll be lockdown areas, gates that will come down in certain circumstances, upgraded alarm systems, upgraded camera systems, key fob access to the building so that we're not having keys all over the district. Just lots of different things that are going to enhance the security for students, security for the building, security for the teachers, and just make it so that it's a building that every student can feel safe in when they're there.
And also vape detectors.
Yes, there will be vape detectors throughout the building in different areas so that we can keep the students' health safety as well.
Right, we appreciate that. A hot topic has been the restrooms. Scott, can you talk a little bit about the restroom format?
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. We went and saw the other day when we went and toured the building. They were starting to build the different compartments for the bathrooms. And there are concrete block walls in between each bathroom. So it's more like a quarter bathroom where it just has a toilet and nothing else. And it goes door from floor to ceiling, walls from floor to ceiling. It's its own room. So it's like you're in your own personal bathroom.
Super private.
Super private. They're designated for boys and girls. And the only communal space is where you wash your hands, and that gives us the ability to see into the bathrooms with keeping everyone's dignity as well, and that allows us to monitor it, makes the bathroom safer, makes us be able to see what's going on at all times, what's going on in the bathroom areas.
And we really listened to the students when we started building, and one of the things that a lot of students told us is they didn't feel safe in these old style bathrooms, that they get scared to go in there. They don't know if there's going to be a fight or vandalism or just, you know, anything going on, and no adults could necessarily easily be seen in there. So we really wanted to take that into account, and we visited many schools that had this style bathroom, and they've seen such a reduction in discipline referrals, safety issues, and like cleanliness of the bathrooms too. It's much easier to deal with. So we did our research, and I know it's new for many people, but I think you're going to see it everywhere. And I hear they're even like Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's, the famous mm-hmm. place, has them. So,
yes. Well, Buc-ee's
has them. But I think that the more, like, once people really see them and they get to experience, they'll realize why we did in this way, and we're really proud of them.
Thank you. I think that's a big question out there, and really, once they're built and people see, they're safer, they're private, they're really built for our students. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about
it. And
I
love that it was student-driven, yes. That the students kind of were asking for that.
Mm-hmm. So we have moved kind of inside in the design process with branding and colors. Alexa, I know this is, I'm going to go to you because you love this stuff. Talk a little bit about the building when you walk in, the visual branding.
We're really, really proud of it because we really want it to feel like Whitmer Middle School and have its own ownership. And so when you're in any of the communal spaces, you're going to see our district colors of the and school colors of blue and yellow and white and with our motto and just different logos in that way. And then when we go into the academic wings with the teams, we wanted to give that more of a family feel, and we gave each pod a different color so that they can really feel like their own as a team.
Yeah, so we're excited about the branding.
Lots of branding.
Yeah, you're going to walk in, and it's just really, it's full of light, and it's full of color, and just going to be a great learning environment.
That panther on the gym floor is
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. So.
And the furniture in the classrooms is all brand new furniture. It's not your traditional furniture. It's more conducive to student learning. They do a lot of research on that furniture that is going to be used, the way students move, the way students sit, sitting for long periods of time to reduce fatigue. So it's really furniture that is going to help our students learn.
Data-driven.
Yes. And both of your buildings have some demo furniture right now yes. that your staff gets to try out and kind of give some opinions on. So
yeah, we have two pilot classrooms that are running, and they're identical in each building. Students and staff get to give us feedback on it and let us know what they really enjoyed, what they didn't, what they would like to see in the new building, those things. And then we're also inviting parents in for our parent forum to they're going to have a meeting there so that way they can experience it too. Yeah.
It's definitely not like school that we went to.
No.
So we're very excited about that.
Yes.
One last thing I want to put a plug in. We do have a health center at Whitmer. It's the Whitmer Health Center. And that has just been such an amazing resource for students. So at the middle school, we have a Panther Health Center that's being built as part of that. So mm-hmm. again, all the resources for our community, it's a community health center, but that will be built with a separate entrance and exit, mm-hmm. also accessible to the building, but for our families and our kids. So
and that's been such a asset for us to have at the junior highs already. It is a little bit cumbersome because we have to have security walk them over. So we're really excited to have it in our own space and accessible to our students.
And we will still have the one at Whitmer.
Yes.
Not taking the place.
So we have two.
And it'll be open to the community too still.
Right, exactly. The big thing we want the community to know is it is open to the entire community, not just the students that are there.
And has a separate entrance, so it doesn't impede student safety.
Mm-hmm. Correct. All right. One of the questions I'm asking this year, all my guests, is, and I didn't tell you this ahead of time, but I don't think you'll have any problem answering, is what is one of your favorite things about Washington Local? You've all worked here for several years. And, you know, KP, I haven't asked you yet. So can you share your favorite thing about Washington Local?
Sure. Well, first of all, I grew up here. I live here. So I'm a resident as well as an employee. But I can say around all edges of that, that the community is the best part. I mean, I have worked other places, I have been other places, and it is just not the same as it is in Washington Local. We support one another whether we know each other or not. So all it takes is somebody telling somebody else this family is in need, and everybody rises up, everybody comes together, and everybody supports. And there really isn't a whole lot of expectation. We just do it because it's the right thing to do, and I love that.
Thank you.
Definitely community, but I have to say my favorite thing is that our district is not afraid to try and do things. We have, you know, we always are doing what's best for the kids. And then if it's the best, we're going to do it. And we very rarely say no if it makes sense for our kids. And I love that.
Thank you for sharing.
Scott? Yeah, I think our community is really easy to pivot if we need to and make changes so that it's always for the best of our students. But I also like that we are a big district, but it feels small. And a lot of, I've been in two really large districts, and it never felt like a small district like this one does. So there is a lot of family involvement, a lot of community involvement, and I think that's great.
Well, thank you for sharing. We are super excited about August 2026, which will be here before you know it. So stay tuned. I'm sure we'll update you as the year goes on.
We have to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with the Soup, where we discuss all things Washington Local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!